Charges of robbery with a deadly weapon, assault, and conspiracy to commit a crime.
Do you understand?
Yes.
You do understand?
Lawyer has to be present.
We've all read
the lawyer has to be present.
One television self-help guru offered this explanation for Simpson's alleged behaviour.
This is not a crime at all. Like I said, I was talking with his friend today and told him to shoot you. If he shoots me, I didn't mean to tell him. I'm joking. They shoot me, huh? Just say he's got you.
That should be great.
That's for sure. But I'm just saying, before, hopefully you jump off that, I told you my career in front of that, we could jump off that bridge and you jump. But I want to jump off that bridge.
If found guilty, Simpson faces up to 30 years in prison.
Call him now.
No, just call
my lawyer now. No, call my lawyer. Yeah, I know you're the police.
Sorry. We'll be back in court on Thursday when more defense charges are expected to emerge.
Call my lawyer now.
Can I just speak?
No, you can't.
Okay.
Cute poison.
Oh, that's surely another Marsden tag.
Marsden? Oh, no, you're wrong. No, sorry, that is it.
Oh, actually, I don't remember.
No, that's the tap, prison tap.
Okay.
You're right.
So it's a clear dip. What a dope ad, that is correct.
Okay, we're going for one. Come.
Oh,
someone's come. Finally, Richard.
Yep.
Flaming Skulls of Freedom.
Well, maybe, you know, Miller, maybe that's their own talk in pre-production, isn't it?
Incorrect.
Oh.
Souls of Someone's Foot.
The Souls of Someone's Foot.
What was Egypt Love? Go back to that. What was that?
That's a Sienna Miller movie.
Yeah, who's in that one with her?
Well, I can say, apparently it's coming out.
You played Captain McNamara.
Oh, yes!
That
very good.
That rings any bells. That's the end of the segment.
Oh, the end of the segment.
What's coming next, maybe?
That could well be the case, though.
Oh, yes. Next up, I'll give it.
Shoddy or not? On Triple M.
Oh, don't doubt it. Thank you, Cole Chisel. Here again, this on Triple M around the nation. Myself, Tony Martin, Richard Martin, pushing button. Dick Cavalier here. We're trying to introduce people this week to the show in case they're new to it.
Yeah.
We've moved time slots and, well, we do things slightly differently on this show. Show business news.
Mm.
Who do we turn to for the most accurate show business information?
Those industry sources, onlookers, observers, associates, friends, and a pal.
Oh!
Those well-placed insiders and most fellow diners could not help but notice the smell. Those in attendance were startled to witness the fast-growing stain in his pants. But that's just the way Mr. Hasselhoff likes to do business when he's visiting France.
Sorry, that was my favourite story with the Women's Bear last year. They watched Peter's self at airports.
And then had the presence of mind to do a massive leg spread for the camera.
Okay, I'm into the new weekly, and look at this. Everyone's talking about the cover of the latest one.
Really Spears.
I look like a fat pig.
There you go, Brittany.
There you go inside.
There's the quote again. I look like a fat pig.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I wish you'd said that. Who actually came up with this quote?
Mm-hmm. Britney Spears, presumably.
Yeah.
An onlooker.
An onlooker.
An onlooker reported that bombshell. And I think we've seen the footage.
I think she said eyes. It's the onlooker assumed that they are Britney Spears.
No, the onlooker heard Britney.
Ah.
So he distinctly the phrase, I looked like a fat pig.
Okay.
Now, people are criticising. I noticed the footage is not available on YouTube.
No, you can't dial it up. And when you do, they only give you 20 seconds, like a 20-second highlight. They can't give you the whole thing for some reason.
You can see the JFK assassination from about 15 different angles on YouTube. But you can't see Britney Spears at the MTV Awards.
Well, the credit didn't treat it.
That's why.
There was coverage.
So that's what's happened. The record company's gone so embarrassing. Get it down. Legal action on anyone who tries. Because I'm assuming people are trying to upload it all the time. Millions of people must have taped it.
Mm.
But you can't get the footage.
Yeah.
Now, why? Well, the new weekly is saying, apart from it just being shambolic, and she's on the Xanax, and supposed to have been rehearsing for 2 weeks, acting pissed instead.
Mm, that's the first choice.
That's right. Slagging down shots of vodka. Incoherent. The still from the onlookers, obviously.
Said that on the gut, had fake abs spray tanned on.
Mm-hmm.
Does that go on? So, because to me, in this photo, it's looking a bit, well, the only gay in the village is the place that's free to my mind.
But you can just get some kind of stencil, kind of template, and spray on some fake abs.
If your stomach is flattish, or even if it's got a little bit of porch, you can spray abs right on that bad boy. So
just order up a Cavalier.
I have a Cavalier.
That one on the wall.
Oh,
that's that.
So you got a good body. I'd love to get a Cavalier.
But if it's gone bits, okay, crack onto a more beer.
I'm just saying, it's going to be sticking out. If it's gone bits,
yeah.
He looks like a turtle. It looked like the back of a turtle, but it was the shape of that, but it was a convex, as you say.
And you're saying
it's so hot though.
Hotter than ever.
Hotter than ever.
The lower she goes, the hotter she gets,
you say. One time there was a photograph of her lying about it with a slurpy, no underpants on. I was like, here's my lady.
Well, this is what I'm looking for. I can only meet a girl like that.
See, this has gone badly, the stumbling around on stage.
It was a setup time.
This is a setup.
This is what they're doing. They send her out first time. She stuffs it up.
Mm. Then in 3 weeks' time, she comes back triumphant.
I'm telling you, it's a setup.
Well, okay, they're saying
it.
you know, she's embarrassed by this footage.
Mm-hmm.
They banned it from YouTube. How can she win people back? Go back to what you know, Brittany.
Yeah.
What you're good at.
Yeah.
Getting out of a limo with no pants on. Which is what she's done over the weekend.
She's done it again.
Why are people always honest, Brittany? People have been doing this for hundreds of years.
Marie Antoinette, always from a window.
It's just that the oil painting took too long.
People didn't have time to get an image.
Because what was it Richard said? You said that it's something she's doing so that it's a time saver, because when she's on tour, she doesn't have to walk in with a gynecologist.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, she's got a camera.
And a pair of Hilton.
Yeah,
all clear on that one.
Everything's fine. See, I don't know what to do about the internet. Because, theoretically, my life should be leading to a point where, you know, Brittany and I have some contact that way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But the internet's giving it away for free. I don't know whether to love it or hate it.
Well, there's 1,000 inside of the chockers today.
You're like cheating.
Let's have a song and we'll come back with more bombshells from the women's banks.
This is like a highly engineered racing car. One miscue, you take one corner a foot too wide and it'll crash. I'll tell you what I wouldn't be doing. I wouldn't be putting an L-plate driver in the cockpit at the moment.
Don't have a go, Richard, Mr. Costello. I was just cracking on to it just before.
Yeah, man. I mean, battery first, please.
The way.
All right, then it's not
at least. Have we mentioned the gong that our sponsor flopped over the break?
Best.
Well, unit of the year.
Unit of the year.
Unit of the year. Okay, that's pretty impressive. That's 4x4 Australia's call, that one.
Yeah.
Listen to what they're saying. The way the Navara blends cornering ability with ride comfort is outstanding.
Mm. I go in the corner, real sharp corner, I'd expect a bit of centrifugal force. Pressing me against the glass.
Gravitron style.
Fruit bowl style.
Not the Navara. Zero gravity at all times within the cabinet.
Outstanding. The cabinet.
It's got a lot of valuable china just in the front there.
But the suspension is so good, you would never tell. It doesn't rattle. Nothing breaks when you drive with a full cabinet and a china hutch.
So I got a cabinet on the roadshow the other day that was from Japan in 17 with Meiji. It was Meiji Imperial time.
Really?
$3,000.
Wow.
That goes straight into the china hutch, did you call it?
Into the china hutch.
The Navara comes with a china hutch.
Yeah.
Does now. Four beverage holders and a china hutch.
$3,000.
Yep.
What are we talking about? It's like we're still within the segment
of the women's bag.
The women's bag.
What have you got for us, Mr. Martin, show business wise?
Russell Crowe.
Yeah.
Always in the mag.
What's he done now?
The last time Robert Thumb was on. Great film.
Yeah.
Wonderful actor.
Mm.
This is interesting news that's just come through, and that is the South Sydney Leagues Club.
Yeah.
The Rabbitohs.
Yeah.
Okay. Because he's heavily involved with the Rabbitohs.
You got any favourite players?
Thank you.
Who's your favourite Rabbitohs player again, Rich?
Seymour Longfield Shorty.
Carl Rackerman, you said earlier.
Well, this is great. The South Sydney League Club, removed from Russell Crowe, instead dumped its 60 pokies machine.
Oh,
an historic move expected to cost millions of dollars in lost gaming revenue. It's like a round of badly profog scheduled to deploy. The car can go either way.
There's the brown line.
What have you got over there,
Mr. Kevley?
Well, we're talking cars.
Yeah. And we're talking women's men.
Have a look at I don't understand what it is.
And two, do you have to look at me while I'm singing it?
Just fill their food.
Because of the outstanding cornering ability.
Sorry.
Going to come with a jingle for Navara.
What's that?
All right, we're still in the women's race. Remember this, in the old spot, a green reptile was discovered when a police officer noticed something moving under a woman's shirt.
Yeah.
And pulled her over for a routine speeding check.
Sure.
She admitted after a while that, yes, it was, in fact, a lizard, and it was her pet.
Mm-hmm.
I've actually got some audio of the incident.
It's quite damning.
Let's cross to that now.
Excuse me, Madam, did you realise you were speeding?
No, I wasn't.
Sorry, madam, is there something in your shirt?
No.
I think there is.
It got me. I'm ridiculous. And when I'm cruising in drag, I like to the lizard in my training bra. Do you like me, Alan?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. It was written up.
Where is it recorded?
I mean, it's the quality of that dashboard footage.
And I like that I'm introducing myself later on in the conversation, too.
Well, I guess that's all the show business news.
Hot off the griddle.
Yeah,
thanks, too. Those pals and insiders are my fellow diners, and yes, I'm one close to the star. Insisted a friend of an onlooker's pal had associates there in the bar. Allegedly someone, according to sources, some startled observers and pals. But friends were not sure what the pals or sources all saw. Something took place, but none of that was verified by insiders or observers or the pals.
We were mentioning earlier that Britney Spears at the MTV Awards clip is no longer available on YouTube. Mark has called up to say they've still got it up.
Right.
On thesun.co.uk.
On your mate.
Yep.
Up there. Done well.
The day well spent, Mark. Really erotic footage, according to Ed Cavalli.
Hot stuff. The more vulnerable she gets, the more erotic she is.
They go at you because they rejected you. They go at me because I rejected you earlier.
Yeah.
Now we're describing.
Okay, strike my stomach off the desk.
Have you got the fake abs and on there?
It's a permanent tattoo that I have.
All right, I think we've got to climb up to a higher plane here, Kevin. Yeah, let's do that. Let's climb Forkback Mountain. Team. Thank you, whoever requested that. That was, I think, my choice for music if I was ever cremated. You know, while the coffin goes along with the barbell through a series of doors, steel doors, clang, clang, clang.
Okay,
look, enough of that. We're going to talk faux pas today because one show we all love in here, and Australians have grown to love it, even though it's pretty hard to see, is Curb Your Enthusiasm. I think the Comedy Channel might have had it for a while, but somehow it's become a massive word-of-mouth success on DVD. Australians love Larry David and his faux pas. When I find that music, I just have it on a little tape recorder because my whole life is just a series of those moments. So that's what we're going to do. I had one, I guess this is for someone else. I got into work on Monday morning. It was an envelope with a DVD in it. I won't say who. Someone who's been on the show, actually, won't go any further than that, said, here's a DVD I was only going to throw out. Thought you might like it. And I recognised it as a present I'd given that person 5 years ago.
I'm dipping out of this. I'm not taking part. Yeah, this is the thing where I get into trouble. It's about this time of day where various flatmates, girlfriends, and various exes, and various former housemates of mine tune in to hear the stories that I'm going to tell about them.
Yeah, it's what the mountain's already had you evicted from one property during the last show.
Certainly was the final nail, as they say. I'm just going to throw to Richard to hear about it.
And yet you've got so many.
Because I mentioned, you know, hair tussling the other day, and that's caused some trouble.
Yeah.
So.
Less good, the better. Yeah, the pirated DVDs. That's, I think, the police did it. What have you got, Rich?
I've actually seen one of the new Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh, the six series?
The six series, yes. Because it is international download like a pirate, don't And so I've got that, and that's a real, it's great. The first episode of the first season was really hilarious. Although this happened when I was about 14 or 15 years of age.
Here we go.
Yes, on the train, and me and this girl, I guess maybe we were flirting. And we just met someone else from another school.
Oh, yeah.
And we tried to convince him that we were, in fact, brother and sister. That we were brother and sister. Just, you know, a bit of fun to make the train ride, you know,
their train ride. You go, pretend you're my sister. It's going to be hot.
That's what you do.
Yeah.
So we pretended we were brother and sister until I mentioned something about mum. And I didn't know this about her mum, but in fact her mum had indeed passed away a few years earlier. That's the other kid here.
And here in the pages of, I think, last week's Zoo magazine.
Yeah, Tony, you were weeks in there between the trial and the injury.
I mean, any person in the whole issue with real kids. Now,
they've tried to throw curveballs at me.
Well, what, and they've also attributed a quote to you. You've got a speech bubble coming out of your mouth.
That's right, photo.
Yeah. You said that, didn't you?
No, I'm pointing at Nicky from Think I Should Hear in the ensemble cast, and I'm saying, no, really, can I cop a feel? I don't think I said that on.
Sure.
Okay. Then, down here,
not our detail, but they've said you're much less polite than that.
They've tried to get me to flag off Mick Malloy. They've asked me about the nation. They've done every trick in the book. Which zoo girl do you fancy the most? They've asked me.
Which zoo girl do you fancy the most?
I wrote, one of the real sets, I think she appeared in the background of a shot of someone slaughtering a pig back in April. That was the best I could come up with. But look at this. They said, can female comedians be funny without talking about vaginas?
Your thoughts, Tony Martin. As a female comedian, Tony, how do you feel?
I just thought, no, I can't. And then I talk about some of the great female comedians out working the traps, they're not quiz mania material, so we don't see them on the TV. And then I wrote this. I wrote, I've tried to convince Andrea Powell to send her ass into your booty bank. You know, get the profile up, but she won't see reason.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the Curb Your Enthusiasm moment. Mm-hmm. The editor of Zoo has added, it's not attributed to himself, but it looks like I've said, I've tried to convince Andrea Powell, bracket, a.k.a. very unfunny comedian Ethel Schott. So I had to call up Andrew, but I didn't say that. She's going, what magazine? I'm going, Zoo magazine. She's never heard of Zoo magazine. I said, pop down the shop, you'll enjoy it. Ethel Schott will get a lot out of Zoo magazine. So that's in there. My life is one long episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm. It's yours, listeners. Call us up. Tell us when you've dropped the clanger.
Mm-hmm.
We'll trigger the music for you. That'll make you feel better. 1-3-3-5-3. Thank you very much to the Romantics. What I like about you here, get this, on Triple M. And today we're dropping clangers. One after another. I know it's what we normally do, but we're asking you to get on board. Who's prepared to drop one on national radio?
Hey, Tony.
Yeah, how going, Ed?
Excellent, mate. What happened?
I was watching and filming the movie The Sum of Us, but I didn't know what was going on at the time. I just thought it was a commercial, and I'm standing next to a fella, and I noticed Rebecca Amigoglu doing a scene, and I said to this fella, what's going on, mate? So he's filming a movie. I turned around, and I said, who's in it? He says, me. It was Russell Crowe.
Did he snap you one?
He just showed a little bit of attitude, believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah, and wasn't really interested in any more to do with me. Yeah, wasn't good.
Have you heard about he's getting rid of the pokey machines at his football club?
Yeah, so he can fill the crowds with his toe fog.
Can I maybe get a speech to the pokey machine?
How do you think so?
Yeah, pokies. You bastard son of a bastard father. I think we should see from this.
Anyone else? Rob, what is?
Neil, how are you?
How's it going, Ed?
Excellent. What happened?
When I was in year 8, I was a bit of a lippy kid, and a girl in my class whose grandmother had recently died, and I didn't know this, and I unfortunately said to her, who died and made you king.
No.
I believe it was because she took some of my pencils or something, but the amount of hate that was just directed at me was...
Yeah, it was probably fair enough. Sorry.
Well, it's good to see that people are confessing, and it's good to see that people aren't borrowing. Nelson's romantic technique.
I mean, it's amazing. What were you thinking? You were thinking after a while pretending to be your sister, she'd think you were so cute that you'd hook up with.
Yeah, I had no idea what I was
doing.
Well, I guess it brought us closer in some way.
But,
yeah, that's just the ending. Who's going?
Hello, hello.
Excellent. What happened?
Well, all of my brothers and sisters and I, there's five of us, we have a horrible habit of calling anybody's new partner by the ex-partner's name. I've never met the ex or heard the ex's name.
And how did you guess their name?
It just came out. And apparently it was like a really horrible breakup. And when I said the name, this horrible hush went through the whole room and I was almost thrown out.
Well, someone who comes on this show had the same thing happen, and there was the awful hush, and then an elderly sort of grandmother figure just said from the background,
I preferred that one.
That was the icing on the cake.
But that's because that transfers the faux pas to somebody else.
So you're right. The damage too. Do they change partners a lot, your brothers and sisters?
Yeah, we're all a bunch of types.
What? Really?
Yeah. Yep.
They swap. Well, welcome again. Yeah.
More power. It's too confusing.
No, what is? Tea party. All right, thank you, Susie.
Any other times on the line?
Yeah. Well, hi, Lisa. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Excellent. What happened?
I've just recently sold my business to a Chinese couple, we're in food, and they asked me, what should they pack a salad in for one of our customers? And I pointed over to the bench and said, just in one of those Chinese containers.
No.
And yes, we are.
I think it's all of those cardboard boxes. I think so.
Plastic ones.
Very generic.
Plastic
of your hate crimes.
Forget the great new thing in Australia. If you can't pronounce the Chinese person's name, just call them pumpkin.
Call them pumpkin. Apparently, I see some uncles and aunties that they're going to be getting the pumpkin treatment. Bad luck to Kwong. Pumpkin from now on.
Thank you very much, everybody who called up and dropped one.
In the next hour, we love it when he comes in. Our favourite spelling error.
Here he is.
Santa Gara.
You may know him as Santa Gara.
This is Dizzy Stuff, folks.
Triple M around the is the program. It's the second hour, and it's time to welcome a man who, on Triple M, back in the late 1980s, was known as our...
Born and raised in...
I'm sure it's the first one.
Yeah, it's the first one.
There's a website.
The economy of Bala.
Here's a question, guys. I've been belaying all day. Does anyone know what that means?
No, I don't.
Just chilling out.
No.
Why not just belaying it?
No, it's not belaying.
What's that?
There's a competition.
Like guns are all done smarter than a... It's the person that stands at the bottom of the rock climber.
Oh, on the rope.
In the rope. Yeah, yeah. So I took a whole bunch of grade 4 kids rock climbing today.
Yeah, just on your own back?
Oh, no, not that I was cool.
Got a van.
Yeah. Oh, I think
I'm into a van.
Can I tell you, it's a great way to keep fit as a belayer because you sweat out of pure sweat. What happens when you arrive at any rock climbing place and you're a belayer? You have to sign a piece of paper saying anyone that climbs with you, if they die, it's your fault.
Oh.
It's really stressful. It's totally, and there's kids 5 minutes up in the air going, you know, yeah, spider pig. And you're sitting at the bottom, absolutely sweating, going, I don't even know how to show time. I'm too late to do it. You know, it's either not on this thing.
So, well, let's say there's a kid with,
the job of the belayer
then become the catcher.
Or to get your body in the way.
I haven't got to that point yet, but it's
interesting. The catcher.
Because it's that camp.
Yeah, you know what
I'm saying? Well, we've learned a new word, belay.
Belay.
Here's my favourite word at the moment. Calipigian. You know what that means?
Calipigian?
Calipigian, you can look it up in the dictionary. It's there. You can say to someone, hey, you're looking pretty calipigian today. You know what it means?
Having well-shaped buttocks.
Okay.
The real word in the actual dictionary. So throw that one around at work.
I'd be accused of harassment if they don't know what it means.
That's a 60 word too. Hey, baby. Calipigian.
Pigeon.
Calipigian.
Calipigian is a sexy pigeon, possibly. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Now, I mentioned... Well, you do sometimes. You see, the seagulls with the busted leg, if he had calipers, he'd be all right.
It would be all right.
It's really, if you're belaying,
that's a good chance to tell whether someone's calipigian.
Really, when do we go in here?
It's not
going
to be something's over, isn't it?
They're broadcasting in a couple of weeks. Now, at the top of the hour, I mentioned this Rick Hunt clip. We're just trying to reestablish ourselves for people who haven't heard the show before. This is busy stuff. People saying, where did that originally come from? It's from Rick Hunt's address to the nation. Let's hear the line once again in context.
100 years from now, I dream that a father and his son will catch a mighty big snapper in Port Phillip Bay. And perhaps, just perhaps, they might remember the fat kid from Mordialloc High School who kissed the fish and let it go. They might also remember the same kid standing up to the thugs in the scallop industry who thought their standover tactics would work again. They didn't. Last week, that fat kid was in Cambridge, 2 hours out of London. A bloke came up and said he enjoyed my show. He gave me a business card. The address was the Netherlands. This is Dizzy Stuff, folks.
We had a man call up who lost his job for 2 weeks because of that quote. Because he's doing,
telemarketing,
and they monitor you for quality assurance, and they're playing his tape back. And he was getting as many lines from that in as possible.
So I was telling the person, this product is busy stuff. And when they started arguing with him, he said, you're with the thugs of the scallop industry.
And Boss said, you need a couple of weeks off.
Oh, there's a gang, the scallop gang. Don't mess with them.
I like the idea of the scallop industry.
That's for more, yeah.
All right, thank God you're here on tonight. Let's talk about that more next on Get This. Oh, thank you very much. NXS dancing on the Jenny here at Get This around the nation on Triple M, where Sando Solaro is sitting in. Thank God you're here. That'll be on Channel 10 tonight at 7:30. Who's on?
Just a few people. Kelly Wilson, Alex Barker, Merrick Watts, and Sean Shulbrough. There's a comedian from Palm Island.
Oh,
yeah, I can get indigenous comedians around the place, and he's great. And can I just say, I'll highlight for tonight, you know how we, before we actually do stuff on the night, we go out and shoot things on location?
Yes.
Art Barker decided to do a whole character that he does for, we were talking to him about Breakfast Cereal or something.
Yeah.
It's also with an Australian accent.
Oh, really?
He just started coming out with an Australian accent and he's going, oh, brother, I'm just going to go with the Australian accent. And it's kind of hilarious because he does it all, and it's basically like, it's the same, when you've seen American destroying the Australian accent, in evil angles.
Was
the guy in Loveboat? Was there a Loveboat once? Was it still in Loveboat Down Under?
Oh, I think there was. Graham Kennedy was in.
Someone, anyway, but he's doing this Australian accent, but he's got the look in his eye of, God, I'm nailing this. And he's sitting there going, mate, you sound like Dick Van Dyke and Mary Poppins.
It's fun to try and do a bad version of your own accent. Have you ever tried to do that? Do a bad Australian accent. I had to do it in that All Me Plum Down Under sketch. And the line I decided was a good one to start with was, you've knocked over the next end of pamphlets. Like in New Zealand, they're trying to do an Australian accent. It's a hard thing to do.
Anyway, so it's a big night tonight. And Carol, Art, Sean, and Eric, fantastic. And also, we're on Kendall's at the moment because we're waiting for the big announcement on Friday. Think Roger here in Russia has been nominated for four prestigious Teddy Awards.
I know. One of the things up against is their version of Married with Children that has only just started.
It's the old
SBS routine. They bought the script,
yeah.
And they're just reshooting them.
Mm-hmm.
All Russian, yeah.
Isn't that fantastic? Also, I was going through and I wanted to see if there was any information. Had we won yet on the own phone at the time, don't
they? What channel do they broadcast the Teppies live on Australian TV?
Australian TV, Channel 31, television. But the Russian, I looked at the Russian host, and his name is Mikhail Shat. And I think, isn't it great? Because you're just a with Shane Bourne.
Yeah,
what are some of the other names? And Netherlands is Carlo Bogard. Israel is Bob Shabaka. Germany is Naki, K-N-A-C-K-I, Naki Juicer. In Denmark it's Mad Bango. He's even got that stroke through the
eye. Oh, that's stroke.
Then in Lithuania it's Egidius Sipavicius.
Oh, is Egidius doing it?
I knew they were talking to Egidius, so I'm really glad he got the gig.
The Russian version, can anyone resist just knocking on the door at the beginning of KGB and then getting all the support cards tied in fear? Surely that would be every that's appalling. Can't say that at all.
The Russian version, it's got the most amount of comb overs you've ever seen.
Everyone seems to have a comb over in that car.
What's the Russian name? Nikolai Komova.
What's this business of? It's about a thank God you're here auction. What's going on?
We're garage sale, indeed. We're auctioning off stuff for a charity. It starts today on eBay.
It's the band, so it started.
So
everyone around the country can take part.
The auction will run for 10 days and it finishes at 2 p.m. on Friday, the 28th of September.
Mm-hmm. And it's to raise money for. Learning for Life.
Learning for Life, yeah, the Learning for Life charity. So people search the Thank God You're Here in the movie television section. What is this?
Welcome to Get In.
You get on the eBay.
That's right.
And what all the stuff that's available, Tanya Bilgit's hamburger outfit from Series 2,
good for weddings, court appearances.
I know exactly, you can write me.
Some giant toothbrushes that Frank Woodley may have abused.
Yes, in Series 1. And I'm glad to say that those huge toothbrushes have hardly been used.
Call in Mercedes Corby. Sorry, somebody got up
there. Nish is in Vendorstep. Nish had a fun tabulator.
Oh, that's right.
Russell Gilbert's Gemini set. Now, Russell Gilbert wore an outfit which he insisted he actually relieved himself in.
Really?
Yes. And Tony, you'd know these collectibles.
I don't remember any of this. They're all to do with cricket.
The bejeweled cricket bat used in Tony Martin's scenario when he was a Broadway producer. The bejeweled cricket bat, and also the bejeweled cricket pad.
Yeah.
And also the huge cricket bat used in Tony Martin's scenario. Sorry, if you're a Tony Martin fan.
If you
like bejeweled stuff.
Yeah, or if you're playing Sheffield Shield
and you're diving for you know, you get an edge on the competitors.
Something's going to blind the bowlers.
No. If you're holding a bejeweled bat down the other end, sorry.
Don't bowl that guy.
No one might want a bejeweled cricket bat and pad.
I reckon Mitchie Benno. Don't you reckon
he'd go with a cravat? to go with the camel coat, what would you call it? Bone coloured suit?
That wonderful list that Billy Birmingham has.
Yeah. Cream the bone, the off white, the white, the ivory, or the bone. There you go. Billy Birmingham.
Classic. Beautiful.
Okay, so you did an auction off a day with my good self on there?
A day with the support card. But on the day, you've got to stand up the back. Not be inconspicuous. Not distract from the person on the day.
Good stuff there.
All right. Get on to eBay. Bid for some thank God to hear. And it's all for a good cause. Great. That's the business out of the way. Let's get down the shallow end of the pool. That'll be next. We'll get there. Get this around the nation on Triple M. That was Santana, Stephen Tyler. We've got Santo Chilaro with us. We love it when he's here. He's part of a great new DVD, which I think is sold out. The Late Show presents Barge Out from the Omnibus. I don't want to say you can't get it, because they probably have restocked by now.
I couldn't find it for Father's Day.
But you couldn't find it anywhere. Now, that either means it's huge hit, or they didn't make very many. I don't know which it is. But we're going to give some away today on the show.
No, I don't understand that Father's Day thing, Richard. Did you get it to give to your dad?
Yeah.
Oh, so, so people still do buy stuff to give to their dads on Father's Day. So when...
We
didn't get anything from your kids?
From my kid?
Just a card.
Soccer ball.
The card ball is really arriving. Just send them and whatnot.
Now, are you getting a great response to the Barger DVD?
I am. Oh, yeah, everyone loved it.
Did they mention the joke, don't they?
My favourite game, which is your one?
You know, big, you know, what's in
front of. Oh, that's hilarious.
Everyone mentioned that. And I also mentioned some of the latest fashions we're all sporting in some of the extras. Remember, the series was made in 1993.
Doesn't excuse the silk shirts, though, does it?
It's got to be an inquiry. Yeah, some of those Easter eggs are coming back to bite me on the arm, but well worth hunting them out. We didn't achieve our goal of more hidden content than actual content, but there's quite a lot to find in all the various menus. Okay, how can we give them away? We've been talking about this phenomenon, people waking up with a new voice. The other day, someone woke up who couldn't speak English.
Mm.
Czechoslovakian, that's fine, and suddenly speaks fluent English.
Some sort of soccer mishap. That's someone from the Czech Republic.
Yeah.
He was knocked down and woke up. Yep, absolutely fluent English.
Now, today we have a 10-year-old boy in England who's woken up with an upper-class English accent after undergoing life-saving brain surgery before speaking with a Yorkshire accent. I'm not sure what that is, but I'm sure it's a Yorkshire
accent. Is that the one?
Then wakes up and it's lovely to see you. Hey, you've got it. Delightful. Wonderful. Yeah. Lovely. So has that ever happened? Well, I don't know that it's happened to anyone here, but our premise today is, let's pretend it has. We want you to just call us up with your new accent. Now, we all have voices that we like to do, surely, Mr. Cavalier.
Yes.
Come on, you do a few voices, accents.
I do a few accents. I do quite a good South African. I worked in a video store and road bay for 8 years. So I got it quite well. The video is parked out the front. And if I don't have my video in 5 minutes, I'm not buying early words.
Very good. It's taking the edge off it in case it's racist. That's what we say. I love to do a Jim from EastEnders, school side on a box cell call, blimey, bleeding out, what's from me bleeding teeth? Then I noticed the footage of Indiana Jones, the new Indiana Jones movie.
Oh, it's Harrison Ford.
They've only released one photo from it, and it's Shia LaBeouf, who's playing Indiana Jones Jr., driving a motorbike, clinging desperately to the back of him, is an elderly man, who I realised after a minute of looking at it, was Harrison Ford.
Absolutely.
But he's looking very different from his dad. So now I just can't stop going, oh, I'm Indiana Bleeding Jones, then I wear this bleeding tablet, then I catch me dead, but no. It's just I can't stop doing it.
Fair enough. Tell you what film is this voice from? I would do anything to save my son, and he's a very sick boy, and I would like to help him.
What do you think? Lorenzo's
Oil. Lorenzo's Oil. Nick Nolte did the dad and the little boy. And I'm just going, I'm my head off going, that is hilarious. Only my uncle spoke like that. And, you know, and people in sketch comedy. And then I heard an interview with the real Lorenzo.
Oh, my God.
So it's exactly like that.
Was that what it was?
Was that what it was?
Something like that.
It was unbelievable. I listened to it. Nick Nolte does it down to a T. But it's not a comedy
accent. Yeah, I think about because the most confusing accent in a movie is surely John Boyd and Anaconda.
Oh, yeah, no, I think he's meant to be from Rhodesia or something.
He Yeah. Like Namibia or Rhodesia. I remember that. You've never woken up with a new accent, Mr. Melvin.
You know, he does a great Australian accent. He was speaking about Australian accent before. And this is a name from left field. Kenny Rogers.
Really?
Yeah, I saw Kenny Rogers. He came out here years ago, and he was on the Midday Show or something, and someone said, you know, you can do a good Australian accent. Broke into it. It was amazing. It was the best Australian accent I've ever heard an American do.
Wow. Kenny Rogers. What about you, Mr. Marsland?
I can't really. I've got no South African. You really can't be there.
Okay, well, what else have you got there?
All I can do is the Big Lebowski.
That's scary.
Hey, man, I'm from Burbank here. That's not what I mean. Is that okay?
Oh, California, too. Really? It's been lucky. What's up with your year? And what this works is, you say your name, and we'll say, oh, good morning, such and such, and then hit it with the accent I give.
Just woken up.
And doesn't matter what it is, it'll get a copy of The Late Show Presents Barjas and Olden Days on DVD. Call now, 1-333-536.
The New York Post got zero.
It's Triple M around the nation. Get this is the program. Santo Chilaro co-hosting for this hour. Today we're simply saying, have you woken up with a new accent like that bloke in England? Who has, Ed Cavalli? Hello, Peter.
Hi.
Good morning, Peter.
Good morning.
No, good. Didn't listen. Great work. Get it with your accent then.
Look, I went to bed one night after watching this show on Foxtel, and I woke up the next morning and I was still, all I can say was, fuck on.
I know a lot of people are cracking on to the, I guess it would be the Samoa accent because of this Chris Lilly program. There's a lot of that in the school, yeah.
A lot of that at my house.
People waking up with that accent. All right, give that man a DVD.
Fantastic. Good work, Peter. And from Peter, we go to Peter. How are you?
Top of the morning to you.
Yes, and what's been going on?
I've been looking for me Portugal, don't be.
That's your proof, your face with your accent.
You'll find it probably next year's to lady.
Oh, I don't think so.
Absolutely right. Well, well done to you, Pete.
Reward that accent. What a bad job, TV.
Done well. Done well.
Yes, hello.
How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen.
What's going on?
When I was about 19, I was in a motorbike accident, and I was unconscious for a few minutes. Okay. For about 3 months afterwards, I could speak and understand Latin.
Really?
And by no means am I tertiary educated or a Catholic priest.
Okay, can you say something for us in Latin?
I could have a go. It sort of phased itself out over the last couple of years, but per visi ad anum et salivi per visi, which I think means this is the best thing that's happened to me all year.
Well, I think we'll give that man some sort of DVD. Oh, it's a Barjas and Olden Days combination.
Thank you, Dean.
Hello there, Simon. Yeah. How are you?
Simon, how are you?
Good morning.
Oh, Simon, what have you been up to?
I went out for a vindaloo, and I woke up with this accent, and I don't know what to do about it. From Bombay, I'm waiting for Telstra. I wanted to get in touch with you on a new
very track. Good, sir. You've got yourself a breakfast here. Thank you very much. Olden Days.
Well done. Thank you, Simon. That's everyone.
Thanks, everyone.
Is that all the ones related to put to air?
Well, there's one. There's Tim. Let's go to Steph. Steph, are you there? Steph. Hi, Steph. Are you there?
Yeah.
What have you got for us?
I can speak hillbilly.
Oh.
It's real easy.
It's uncanny. It's uncanny.
It's only part of
the I can just put it on whenever I want to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Steph, how old are you?
I'm 15.
No.
Emo. No, I'm not emo.
Yeah, no one knows emo hillbilly. This is impossible. It's impossible.
Why would I be emo?
Dad, you sound like you're into Most Precious Blood or My Chemical Dance Floor, or whatever they call it.
My Chemical Romance.
Do you have any idea what something called Barjas might be?
No.
Well, you're in for a rude shock. Life as it was in the early 90s, coming your way.
Great job.
Thanks to everyone, emo or otherwise. We'll be back with the Prime Minister. Yes,
that bloke next on Triple M. The Triple M. Anna Calero is sitting in now. I was going to play some of the Prime Minister here, but we don't have time because we're trying to be responsible in our new shift and finish on time for once.
Exactly, if we can.
Yeah, which is a big hit. Officer Marsland,
sorry.
So we don't have time to play that long, John Howard, but what I've got here, Santo, it feels like you guys down at Working Dog and us here at Triple M, we've sort of adopted young Ed Cavalier, haven't we, really?
Kind of, yeah. We like to let him sort of watch what we do.
We observe. Kind of, you know, rescued him from a series of broken homes.
Yeah.
And what we don't really have any control over, though, is what he was doing before we came along. And
all I remember is called Pumpkin by somebody. we picked him up.
Yeah,
you've done all your pumpkin stuff. Sorry.
Meat Pie, that's what we're talking about. Do you know now you're a filmmaker? Meat Pie, are you aware of this new Australian film?
Yeah, this is what I mean.
No, well, apparently, yes, don't
they? Yeah, this is a real Australian movie. We talk about it on the show. We've started talking about it again yesterday, and people who are listening to the new Time Fly going, but that's not a real film. That's yeah, something you've made up.
We have to tell them all about it.
Yeah.
You know, we just have to.
So to prove it's real, I just wanted to play part of
no, the play. No, like, no, I don't know. It's too long.
Have a listen.
Let's think about it.
Check this out.
Can I drop the little guy for the job?
Of course, Dad. What's the worst that could happen?
From director Dr. Fred. In the spirit of American pop. More or less.
Yeah, check the piece of shit and turn it off.
Yes, Dad.
So that we ain't got my shit for the Miami.
His girlfriend.
I keep you so having a girlfriend for what you tell.
No, I don't.
In the comedy that proves, size does matter.
Oh, yes.
Quite a piece of Australian pop.
Meat
Pie.
Can you describe it? Can you describe one of my trailers or
something? No, it's not that.
What was that?
What was it? It was just an experimental piece that was a part of a couple of years ago.
Yeah,
It was called by the proceeds of a Mr. Withy then.
But it was actually a film.
Yeah. It's not on 35.
But when you wrote it,
I didn't write it.
Having his way with a meat minting machine and saying what's becoming yet another catchphrase on this program, feel the steel.
So we know where the source came from.
That's still in the room, guys.
Good.
Let's see if we can get a lot of
money out of here. Coming soon to a cinema near you. Let's find things up in a
eBay.
I'm going to